Yemen's former president Abdrabbo Mansour Hadi is said to have fled Aden just before Ansarullah forces entered the southern city. The Ansarullah forces earlier seized a key airbase near Aden. Hadi had urged the Persian Gulf Arab states to intervene militarily in Yemen against Ansarullah. U.S. officials say Saudi Arabia is deploying army equipment, including artillery, to areas near its border with Yemen. The source says the Saudis could be preparing air raids to support fugitive former President Abdrabbo Mansour Hadi if Ansarullah fighters attack his refuge in the southern seaport of Aden. Palestinian members of Israel's Knesset and activists will begin a four-day march to protest the plight of Palestinian Bedouins in the occupied territories. The march will start in the Negev Desert Thursday and end in Jerusalem al-Quds. Participants want to raise awareness about the hardships of unrecognized Bedouin communities in Israel. The United States has removed sanctions on dozens of shipping companies, trading firms, and individuals that have been blacklisted for links to Cuba. This comes as Washington and Havana are negotiating the restoration of their diplomatic ties after more than half a century of hostility. Two bomb attacks in Libya's eastern city of Benghazi have left 7 people dead and 20 others injured. Military sources say all the victims were soldiers as car bombs targeted 2 military checkpoints. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. A U.S. drone strike has killed at least 11 people in northeastern Afghanistan. Pakistani intelligence officials say the air raid targeted Kunar province near the site of fierce fighting on the Pakistani side of the border. The victims were reportedly from a pro-Taliban terrorist group in Pakistan. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has attended a morning ceremony held for the mother of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. The ceremony was attended by other Iranian officials in Tehran. Sakineh Peivandi, the mother of the Iranian president, passed away on Friday at the age of 90.